first question that's arisen, like, why this booklet? There were several things that came together that sort of sparked the idea and brought the opportunity. But also the basic starting point is that so often Trinity is never mentioned. In the context I grew up with, it was mentioned, we knew of it, and of course we believed in it, but it was sort of a theory out there. And our life could go on as if it didn't really exist. So it never was really dealt with. Then in the last 5 years, I think once, at most twice, some sermon was given about the Trinity, but the only one that I recall was a statement that it's a mystery, and it never really was engaged with in any substantive way, which I found very disappointing. And I think the main thing that when we do deal with it, as in the case of having found one booklet for our son when he was a wee boy, at best, there were several analogies of an apple, with the core, the flesh, and it's modalism or partialism. If you take a lovely YouTube that I could point people towards if they want about a cartoon style of two Irish monks talking back and forth about what is the Trinity, and each one kept saying, no, that's modalism, no, that's partialism, and it's quite amusing, but there's so many ways it could fall flat in trying to deal with our analogies. Now, my other writing job is more academic and at the university level, but in society at large, including the university and society, largely people want to say, what is truth? It's like, what I believe is true for me, what you believe is true for you. You don't put out propositions that say, this is truth. We're trying to find and understand the truth. Like, God is present. He is there. He is as such. He created us for a purpose. He's revealed himself to us. These are truths, but we dare not speak it, or it seems we dare not speak it. And for why do people find the Trinity so difficult to deal with? I think we often try to explain it, which we don't always succeed with, but I suggest to simply present it. And I'm taking a longer term view of next generational, sort of resetting the baseline, because we are all creatures of our social environment. We're all with a worldview, and that's largely shaped subconsciously from the wee moments before we can even sort of think and engage explicitly with others. And I know that I grew up with a certain worldview. It was certain elements, excitingly, were blown apart, as it turns out when I read Worship Community and the Triune God of Grace. You know, Marion's my wife. I had heard that I was marrying into a clan. I did not know how big it was. I found that this was important, but I decided, rightly or wrongly, to not read the book initially for fear that, it sounds counterintuitive, but A, I would find myself blown away. Then B, I would be, okay, is it Trinitarian, Tarantian, whatever, but seen as a groupie just because I had married into it. So I laid it aside, thought, I'll come to it in a while, but forgot about it. About 10 years later, I picked it up, and it absolutely blew me away. And the ground and grammar as an idea of, like, God is relational. He is Father, Son, and Spirit. For me, it's transformed everything, and good news became really good news. Before that, I don't know quite what I thought. So that's a bit of my context and the framing of why the booklet. I've put together a few notes. Am I speaking too fast? I often speak too fast, as Marion too. I'll present a bit more about the booklet and some of the ways I've drafted it and tackled it, but welcome feedback. I may skip some slides because of time, but I'll proceed here.
Just use the arrow keys.
Arrow keys, excellent.
Or I'll do it for you if you want.
No, that's fine. I may not speak directly to this, but it's on the screen. Our worldviews. Yeah. Our kids, like, we have grown up with a distorted view of God. He is Trinitarian. He is Trinity. This is a matter of resetting the worldview in a sense. Now, the three things that I mentioned that came together for me, I had been for a couple of years, cause it takes a couple of years, at least for me, reading the Atonement and Incarnation by T.F. Torrance, the whole couple of books there. And they were virtually devotional to me. Take a section, take a chapter, and thinking through it. And so many elements of, like, that's true, that's solid, that's excellent. So these were coming through to me. How do you convey this to others? I came across a certain book, a separate field, different field, and it was quantum physics. And empirically, people are finding this, they're finding that when you do this, that happens. I don't understand why, but it's happening.
But this book was quantum physics for babies. How could that be? Wait a second, I looked at it. And it was just laying out simple truths. This little bit, yeah, that's true. That's, they made the intention, but just putting down, you know, if people can't explain the Trinity in the sermon, but you can explain quantum physics, I'm going to give this a shot. But the third piece was playing with AI, artificial intelligence tools that could do art that I can't do. Put in some ideas, and I toyed, like, what's the Trinity? And it came with some Middle Age art, I don't know, but different aspects of what you see ahead. The art is not mine. I've prompted, and things have come forth. But I think it's come through in a reasonably exciting way. For time, you may have read this. God loves you and your child more than you can imagine. It's to build an excitement in the children, just putting it forth. I will proceed. Okay, here's a shape of the book into five different parts. And these the tension that we initially have, God is one, God is three. How can this mathematics? It's true. Let's proceed by breaking it down with certain aspects. He is Father, Son, and Spirit, a community of love. God loves us. He created us and brought us into this communion. Jesus reveals his profound love. Number four, we live in his love. The Spirit enables us to know God. We love him back. He loved us first. We love him back. All of these will come through as I break it down within some of what are in your handouts. And this is God's world. How do we live in it? What does that mean? How does it work out? So there's a five sections with maybe five or so propositions in each. On the top right, early formation. Just wishing to bring this earlier in one's life so they don't have to wait till they're 42 like I was when it kind of blows open my idea that this is extraordinary and exciting. An encounter or abstraction. Not just static descriptions, but we're meeting, God's revealing himself to us, and we're meeting the living God, and it is very dynamic. I'll leave my other sheets here and just go ahead here. Okay. Our approach at the bottom, even. We begin with what is true, even if we can't fully explain it. If we wait till we can explain it, we'll be waiting for kids to go to university and then battle it out, but coming from broken worldview, starting from a wrong premise. And the method, I mentioned the quantum physics model, which sparked an idea. And again, formation or presenting over explanation. And this spiral pedagogy, the spiral approach, it was, I think, in Bob, in your introduction, wherever Bob is, but of one of these volumes. First, we can't comprehend everything all at once, if ever. We can understand bits of it, parts of it, and you may tackle it from this side and tangentially start understanding this. And you progressively, it starts making sense, you progressively move closer to a greater or deeper understanding. There's a spiral learning, getting ever, ever closer. And so that gave me the freedom to say, let's go with some things that we know to be true, even if we don't develop it to its fullest right now, and move on. Encounter, not description. With the time, the Father calls, the Son reveals, Spirit opens up. I mean, he's present in this whole process, and it's shifting from description to relationship. Matter of language, I was trying to recall who pointed this out to me about a week ago, and I can't put my finger on it, but one thing that I'm perhaps missing are even more relational words. Again, instead of abstract description, maybe it was you, Carrie, I'm not sure, but someone fed back to me, is there a way to put more words of embrace, of being eye to eye, together with belonging, how to build some of what we know of relationality, of God's relating to us, not just being an abstract truth to us. How do I bring it into the booklet? That could come in further final edits. For the structure, which you have in your handout, the five sections, each five subpoints for each, is it clear? Is it accurate? Does it build in the child's development? And it's important, good, I think, for the parents or whoever's presenting it. All of us can learn from it. So keep an eye out throughout the sections, throughout the pages, about this, the clarity, and where improvements could come. The visuals, I prompted them. I've largely vetted them. I had from Margaret and others some suggestions of visuals where changes could be made. We can make further changes. AI supported. Will people feel distracted from that? Do we need to find an artist? Do we take an artist that improves on what's this or start all from scratch? Or is this good enough? And we can have further version 2, version 3. I personally feel we're just about good to go, and I'm excited by it. But I welcome ideas and inputs about the visuals. So I've referenced already the different sections of the booklet. We are included. I mean, we could write the book about who is God, but you might bring all your different God conceptions about who God, distant, unknowable, is, or the fact that we are included in his love. So, I mean, I tend to be gone with you're included. As you see at the bottom here, that refrain comes through the booklet. So let me jump into the first of these five sections. And, this is the first one, as you have here. I don't know, are there any comments or feedback, or this can be interactive. Some of you have looked at the book through the day. We're very happy. Marion and I will try to remember this. We have some recordings happening. Any feedback so far? And this being the first section in which we start, there is one God. As you see in the booklet, each page is really, really quite simple. One image, and it's not always easy. God is love, easy enough. In all our worldviews here in the West, the heart is fairly understandable. Young, a simple statement, a verse, and what a parent could read about it, developing it a bit further. Not explaining everything, but that proposition. And so each one, God is with us. I put in a little home. When we, in each section, I have a sort of a mother page for the section. God is three, but then each one, simply a statement. God is Father, God is Son. So that one's sort of, how to visualize that? I don't know. I've kept very simple circles and so on. But the statements or the words up here are brought onto the sheets with you. Comments, ideas, feedback.
Mark.
Yes.
I'm going to sound very traditional when I say this. So I suppose the initial impression is the one thing that seems to be missing is if your child says, Dad, what's gone wrong? So it's all positive and it's all true, but a child isn't, somebody said earlier in one of the sessions, my children are not stupid. They get things that we don't get. And in their world, even when they're very young, they'll know that not everybody is like this. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they say nasty things to them in school or somebody hit me today. Why did they hit me?
Yeah.
How would this book help a child to understand that?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of age and where we're pitching it. I've been envisaging very much earlier. I somewhere mentioned, but went fast through the slides, I think there could be a series here. There could be, let's go deeper for pitching towards 5 to 8 year olds or something. But this I envisage the level of toddler. Wouldn't you read in soft covered books? You could teach them about dinosaurs, you could go vroom vroom cars, or you could bring this in that context. So I'm not personally too concerned that it's building them sort of awe, excitement of what should be and how we were created to be. If they are of an age to bring a question, let's deal with it, but perhaps not in this booklet, because then we come into, let's try to explain everything. I think that would be maybe a second booklet, or perhaps a printed parent's guide to discuss some such things, but not in the visuals itself, I would suggest at this point.
I love this. And our grandson, who is a toddler, has that series of books. Including the continent.
The AI must have rated some of those books, because the visuals look very similar to some of the books.
But very simple. And what you're doing here is you are introducing vocabulary.
Yeah.
And that's where a toddler is they're developing vocabulary. And I think this is just very good in how even these are new concepts for the parents in many ways. So I do love that you're teaching the parent as well as the child. So just keeping it simple is really good, and if you have do the guides or in the back of the book or even the smaller print. Like I think you saw, when you have a smaller print for the parent, that's great, because the young child's going to focus on the the main image mm-hmm. on the page. So.
Keeping it short allows you to move into sort of rhythm, bright colors, comfort. I mean, again, it's a matter of age and pitching. Not in the depth. This is deep, but pitching for a very, very young age. Man, you've seen this longer than others here. Do you have any comments coming in?
I'm ashamed to say I haven't looked at as much as I should have done. I am wondering, I'm just trying to listen to the questions here, and I'm wondering if there should be... I mean, the friend I did send it to a friend who does her whole life working with 2 or 3 years. That's all the age. She has under 5s, and I said, well, you know, what age group?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we'll send it to others, but to make sure we're age appropriate.
Yeah.
She says, well, I would look at using this in my nursery kids and 4-year-olds. It would be a conversation. It would be able to watch and talk around it. So I'm wondering, like, the comments might. I'm just wondering, is there a possibility, Mark, of having perhaps a small booklet to go with it for the parents?
First draft.
Okay.
Parents' Guide to I Am Included: Understanding the Trinity for Your Family.
Advice to parents as they use this book.
Yeah.
Or something. So
yeah, there are different ways.
Because there will be a barrage of questions.
Absolutely.
That you describe, and you can't prepare them for everything. I think it's a conversation starter. the book itself.
For various theological reasons, we have a problem with pictures, don't we? In this book.
We have a problem with pictures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
A wee child, I think, I'd like to see pictures. Mm-hmm. But how we deal with that theologically, I'm not sure. We don't want to make snapshots of the
I don't know. Is it good? It's a circle. It's simple. It's bright. There's oneness. I don't dare put anything more than such as this, or do we make it blank? But he's not unknowable and invisible. Yeah, I don't know how to deal with that. I'll risk heresy by putting this. But okay, John and then David.
I love this, and I can see how this would really work well with toddlers. I've had 6 kids, so I can imagine reading this to them with enthusiasm, and the simplicity of it, I think, is brilliant. The only recommendation that I would have is, I think the phrase, I am included, or you are included, I would love to see a page after each section that simply repeats the phrase, you are included.
Okay, keep it repetitive, come on.
Yeah, so
and remember, it's in that context.
Yeah,
okay.
And, you know, I think...
Each of the 5 sections.
Each of the 5 sections, so that you actually have a chance to be able to partner with God and say, you are included, you know. I think toddlers love that sort of... approach.
There's a couple more if people were missing. It's one God. God is love. God is forever. God made everything. God is with us. I think that's fairly comfortable. But even if not now, if it's by email afterwards, feedback in. I mean, how do you take all these? In what order do you put them in order to present? Can I catch David and then you?
I was just going to say, I mean, I think it's really good to keep it really simple as you have, because I think when you're talking to toddlers, you're just starting to establish vocabulary, and you're not giving them a treatise to read. It's a dialogue, it's a parent-child thing you're doing together, and you're exploring it. So obviously, it's going to be a lot of talking and, just sharing in bedtime in life, So,
in light of that, and the simplicity, and then I'll come to you. But page 9. Okay, we in this section, God is 3. So, who are the 3? Father, Son, and Spirit. But can we pull it back and remember He is one? All 3 are one God in triunity. Is that how will the parent take it? How will the child take it? What is triunity? There's unity. There's 3 in unity. Or do we say all 3 are one God and just drop it there? I don't know. Is there any shift or change? It's just trying to say, even while we've broken beyond. There's one God, but He is 3 persons. I was trying to wrap it back up to 3 yet one. Any comments or ideas? But then He is one, a community, a single community of love. But a question on that page 9.
I think we have to remember we're in very concrete thinking at this stage.
Yes.
We have to think developmental so, at the siege, and I think that's why
all three are one god.
Very similar until they're, yeah. And I think that's what the
one, is. One of the things I was thinking was on that actually, just pointing on. I think it's great, by the way. It's just things that I might.
But please, yes. Okay, so page 10, God is a community of love.
The hues of love, yeah. It's just when you, because we've got God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, and then we say God's love is shared between. And I wondered at first, I thought, well, God seems a bit different from the three of them, although you've already told me that He is the three. And I wondered if it.
Oh, the one the parent would read here at the bottom, yes, uh-huh. Okay.
I wondered if it might be something like God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit share love among them and with us or something,
okay.
Just so there's not that separate God.
Not separating, because here it sounds like fracturing back apart. Yeah. Like we brought them together, but it's okay.
Yeah. And I have one other thing if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay, yeah, please.
Yeah, so this one, point five in section one, I really like that God's always with me. God is with us. God is always with us. And you say that later, actually.
Yeah.
I'd like,
yeah. Okay, to add within the highlighted
always,
big words.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yes, that's good.
So, was that you?
So, I mean, yes. Just going back to the pictures that you held up,
yes.
The image that was for God, it looks a bit like a toddler would see when they're being taught about what the sun is.
Yeah.
And then think, oh, look, there's God.
I know, yeah, okay.
So I'm just wondering whether the image you just had, the graphic, for the three in one.
Did I have it backwards?
You
saw it somewhere?
Well, it was the one, yes, you just had it with the three.
Oh,
blocks.
Just that. Okay.
Something.
Okay, to shift away from it, potentially being
so
the sun.
It could still be round, but
yeah.
You're beginning perhaps to introduce something that's
okay.
Whole
okay.
But three
okay.
In some way, or a triangle.
Okay.
But not a sun.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Mark, if I can extend the age range a bit,
yes.
Thinking about Christian formation for
okay.
Children, I mean, I think all this is great, and I think a lot of the comments around ramifications overall is basically a great idea,
okay.
And so well done. But I'm thinking about growing up. I've taken, for example, Don's comment about people discovering people aren't so nice to you, or indeed that you aren't so nice. And I remember reading C.S. Lewis's first Narnia Chronicle,
mm-hmm.
And thinking that Edmund's betrayal, I could relate to that, because I wasn't very nice either, and I could see myself doing that. And I'm thinking about the way in which children, stories are so important for children, and getting involved in stories, and the fact that in the past, there were stories that were life-giving and Christian forming of your understanding and grasp of God, not intellectually,
mm-hmm.
But in terms of what it means to be a Christian,
mm-hmm.
And to know God and so forth. And the sort of notion about books that are good for the soul has rather gone out, which I think is a terrible shame.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of the literature now is almost soul-destroying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think particularly in terms of Christian formation, as you were a young child. I mean, obviously, I'm on a slightly different tangent to you, but I just feel that's
yeah.
Really important for people growing up, because
mm-hmm.
That's how I became a Christian.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Mark,
yes.
Point three, how would a parent or one explain to a child that God is forever?
Mm-hmm.
If this is for toddlers, how would a toddler understand a concept like forever?
Always.
Is it a sense of constancy? It's not in and out, it's appearing. I mean, because any of these, we could withdraw it from the final printing, we could add new ones, we could reorder them. Good question, forever. I mean, we barely get, I mean, sense of the universe goes on forever, time goes forever, but God's outside of time.
Yeah.
What do you suggest? How does anyone suggest? Or is there a sense?
I'm just coming back to you because your response to my first question
uh-huh.
Was we're starting at a very basic
yeah.
Level here, and that would be maybe for a book two or book three. And I guess I'm coming back to you with what your response saying, could concepts like that be for book two or book three rather than book one?
Could be.
because these would be concepts that you would need to develop as a child gets older.
Yeah.
And they realize that, ooh, there are bad things in the world.
Yeah.
And how long, for example, the first time a child hears of a relative who dies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll kind of question, where did they go?
Yeah.
And is that the end? No, we'll see grandma again with it. Oh, how old we did. That's, I think, where they start to maybe think about this concept of this. There's a bit longer than this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe we could capture some of the forever and always with us within the comment and the he is always with us.
Yeah.
And so sort of a subset or implicit in there without making it a standalone piece.
Yeah.
But then I have a problem. I don't have 5555. Can we?
I know. No, I know. Maybe you've got five, but then you've got for book two. Here's the same five for book two, but here's
second,
where it gets a wee bit deeper. Here's some of the things that maybe a 4 or 5 year old would ask by the time you get to book two.
Uh-huh.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would respectfully disagree. I mean, personally, I think some abstract, like children can take things that they may not fully be able to understand, but
like
they just
quantum physics.
They just file it away, and like that. I love the spiral analogy that they're able to sort of file things away in the place of mystery, a little bit better than adults in some ways, and later it comes back. But you get in the law of first mention, so I don't think it's too bad.
Yeah. I said you're building vocabulary.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
it's for. It's the forming and the filling.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're forming the vocabulary,
yeah.
And you can always fill it more.
Yeah, wonderful. This is really, really both exciting and valuable. With the matter of time, you can jump in again with particular slides. I just want to raise 2 or 3 other pages in the book that aren't the propositions or the statements per se. Noting that there's the note to parents and caregivers, that is something to consider whether it's appropriate. There's the within it, I could share this PDF with anyone who wishes to beyond the hard copy, but as one opens the book, a statement of the truth of God's love. I mean, it is what it is. I don't even remember what the wording is. At the core of the universe is a community of love. And it goes on. But here, then, it's dear parent or caregiver. I'm at that. Thanks so much. Others, there are several of us. Okay, what? This is bifocal. Where am I now? There's a note to them to help guide them through what this is and how maybe to present it to their kids. That's one thing to consider. It sort of sets the stage for it. I think the overview table of contents is, for the parent especially, extremely helpful to know why we're here and how we're progressing it, even though they then will get into a rhythm of speaking it, but the table of contents. More importantly, right at the end, I'll just look in the book rather than my PowerPoint, I have a section of where you can learn more as a family, the individuals, the parent, caretaker, whoever, older sibling, want to guide them to where to possibly learn more. One comment that was made is like, yeah, those directions might not be explicitly Trinitarian to the extent of our workshop here, and yet I tend to feel that there's, I want to direct people to some few different places where they can gather more and aren't dependent on the one book that they have perchance picked up from somewhere. So where to send them is important. And then I have additional notes from some comments, and just wish to mention that people don't really understand which verse was it? One of them was about the word, mentioning, I think it was in the top of one of the sections, mentioning the word of God, but, oh, I had the verse in John 1. Jesus is the word. And I thought that warrants a note. He is the word, and the scriptures point to him, the word, the incarnation. So I have a little something there on the word and scriptures and preaching, which you mentioned as the 2.5 page about Karl Barth. Tom Smale about that. Which I'd like to have you point me towards if I may. The second one was about, God the Father. I don't like the word Father. Many people, I am told, are triggered by it. I can understand that if you've had a terrible experience of fatherhood, and that you are putting that on God, yes, you'll have a problem with it. But it's the other way around. It's like, it's God reveals himself as Father. He's eternally the Father of the Son, just as the Son is eternally the Son of the Father. He is Father, Son, and Spirit. I'll keep that. But it warrants a comment on it. Yes.
Can I just say that I was going to say precisely that, but also that a point that's made is the trouble is that children's experience and understanding of God is psychologically grounded on their own experience of their own parents.
Yes.
So not only are the children being abused by their parents, specifically particular father, but they are receiving a notion of God that is deeply destructive as well.
Yeah.
So this means the responsibility on parents is double fold.
How do you envisage the
hoop
actually being used?
This is open. It was a spark of an idea, and it is where it's at. There could be different distribution mechanisms. It could be simply made available as we, in our home churches.
I don't mean that. You're sitting down with your child.
Yeah. As a nighttime booklet kind of thing. Or you want to...
Child's on your knee.
Yeah.
Do you read through lots of pages or just one page?
I imagine the whole of it. As it's like one image to the next, to the next. The child sees the image. At some point they'll be able to read, it's just a few words, but the parent is likely to read the bottom line, which is a few more words summarized in the shorter bold. I imagine running through it. It's rhythmic, it's colorful, it has essential truths, and the kid will want to come back, and then you don't want to stop halfway, like, bring me to, you know, it goes on several sections, so I imagine it flowing through it.
I think even if it's an abstract design, Mark, it'd be good to have quite full color pages.
Yeah. Oh, so the back behind it, not white, but itself embellished.
You know, just so it looks exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I like this, something like that.
I put something fuller for each section. Yes. Do you think every page, or would that become overwhelming?
No, I think every page.
Might you lose the simplicity?
Well, no, these ones are right, but that one doesn't mean anything to challenge you.
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Maybe at a later stage. It's
senior school,
when
you come
to
that in maths.
Yeah, that one, that's a failed one, I'm sure, the eternity. Yes, Erkan.
Another dimension. We in our church have a baby in public group. Mondays and Wednesday mornings, up to 30 parents and children are coming. Very able leaders. But these parents, most of them are not Christians.
Uh-huh.
But for me, this booklet would be a wonderful mission for the parents.
Yeah.
Because if pretty much the leaders could present it, and of course the children are absolutely curious, they want to see it.
They do.
And, and then they ask
it. They want it again and again. And four parents, they'll read it again and again.
So I think it's a wonderful way. So if you wouldn't mind, I will take one booklet to this group and ask the leaders afterwards what their experience is and give feedback back to you.
Good, excellent. And one final question on my side is to consider eventually publishing. This is home printed. Maybe I could self-publish it on Amazon in some way, or at a printer's, or potentially a publishing house somewhere could come out and more copies. I'm not quite sure how to proceed. I was initially envisaging, hey, creating a PDF, make it available as it grows organically. We could do that. But if it were to go, let me pick on North America. For it to go mainstream there, it would be, like, who's published that in Scotland? We don't know it, so we don't trust it. It'll be conspiracy. If it ran through an established or recognized press somewhere, local, big, is it worth doing that, or do we just start in PDF and print it out?
So you can self-publish on Amazon. I mean, David books for self-published.
Right. And that is a quality printing.
Yeah.
But I like your idea about a soft book. And I can, these books are usually big cardboard ones.
Yeah.
So I don't know how easy it is to self-publish those.
So
that format is quite key, I think. Because it identifies the age by the shape of the book.
Board books or padded books. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's a square format?
I agree with you. I feel that too. I couldn't find how to print it, and that kept going through my mind, so I agree with you.
These ones, we just learn themselves.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Just a thought.
Yeah.
I think my 4-year-old granddaughter might have objected to certain pages that weren't for her.
Okay, that weren't for her.
Well, the page that was the caregiver of it.
Oh, the page that's sort of front of each section. So she'd want each one is for her. And not, okay, yeah.
I think to make an objection.
Okay.
Fair point.
That's clear divisions of white.
Okay, by color scheme. Yeah. So, table of contents, the parent, the reader would see how they break down.
And not a child's page facing a parent page. That's white seems
to okay. You will think that through more. Thanks.
Okay,
a couple more questions. I don't want to keep you longer. It's been a long day, but for me, it's been exciting. Please,
just a comment about AI art.
Yeah.
The artist community I'm a part of. AI art is still
I know
cringy.
Okay,
and even offensive. And so I don't know that this is, but it might be important to consider that there are people who AI art is not quite there yet. And there's also the sense of which.
It took it from somewhere in
its training. Is it authentic? I think there's an authenticity issue in the artist community about AI art. So I just wonder if there's a Fiverr, something, you know, the Fiverr site, the website, the art, you know, that one, there's places to find artists who could help. You could do what you've done.
Okay.
Get what you need.
Yeah.
And then hire an illustrator with a particular style, thing that you like. Or, I mean, I realize that's money.
I know. Yeah, I'm open to working with an artist.
More if you like, but
yeah, please, that's fine.
Very nice.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm just thinking about the last page, about the more information. I start to feel the book should be, it is, you know, rather than an apology or something. You know, I feel when there's something at the end, if you want to know more, it's almost like a tract or something
okay.
like that. So, I would
so maybe throw this to the explainer's guide or the parent's guide.
Or say if you'd like more information, please visit the website or something like that. But I just feel like we could...
Okay, yeah. So to not have it printed there, maybe in small, like you could go to like a simple site.
Yeah, because I just feel it's a statement,
okay.
you know, rather than a tract.
A QR code.
Yeah.
A QR code, yeah.
Yeah. I do think having a, whatever, however it had, a sort of parent's guide to this, more could be printed there,
yeah.
as well as a pointer from here to even further, and in this, quite low key, simple.
Yeah.
Just a final book. Children love to be involved as well. So if something like a flap that you fold back, you know, uncover something, discover something. And my kids used to love like the Very Hungry Caterpillar and things like that. You know, things that you do something on the page. Could they open up something that shows them the picture of the Trinity? Or, you know, just, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I'll need loads more help on this.
This is
quite
a publisher called.
Yeah.
And that's helpful.
Yeah. But if they took it on, fine, that's fine by me. It's at this level. Either we do it and it's like, it's printable. But I don't know how to go for soft or cardboard. How important is that for this age? Is it very important, or is I don't know.
It depends what age it's for, really. And if you've covered quite a wide range there, but for little ones, like up to 2 or 3, cardboard is hard. Cardboard is good.
Standard.
They're not. Yeah, and a little flat, but maybe the same sort of idea for the next lot, where you're lifting the flaps to find things.
Yeah.
For up to about 4.
Mm-hmm. I think it's well worth considering that a leaflet will soon be destroyed by a younger brother or sister.
Yeah.
As will a lift a flap, to be honest.
You know, that's not at all, but...
Yes, Doc?
One comment, you've got one expression, theology for babies.
Yes.
That's a very dodgy concept for a lot of little ones. I'm not a baby.
Yes.
So, you know, it's difficult that.
Okay.
I would change that.
Okay.
So you're talking about the personal experience, Donald. I'm the youngest one.
would there, just one possible...
I forget the guy's name. Call somebody. The quantum physics for babies. There's a whole series, and there's a brand of it. And part of that brand has seen its growth and been taken up. There's potential piggybacking on that just to get it into a market. God for babies. Maybe God for babies. I don't know, but I'm just wondering whether there's any piggybacking or not, if I dare, or is that out there?
He might sue you.
The child needs to be able to say the title of the book. To request it.
Thank you so much, guys. This has been really encouraging.
The Athanasian Creed for babies.
The what?
The Athanasian Creed for babies.
Great. Oh, guys. Thank you.